hearings. The first one on our agenda today was conditional use number 2475, SNJ Growers.
So I'm going to caution you all on this. You know, it's, as I said during the hearing, it's the obligation of an applicant to make a record.
I'm glad you jumped in with that.
Yeah. No, you can stay. Just don't participate in the conversation. And so you all have to decide whether an adequate record's been made for the borrow pit. And, there's code requirements for borrow pits that are specific. There's conditions of approval that have, are essentially uniform with regard to all borrow pits. And the county as a whole has, I think, been careful about whether they're appropriately located and everything else, So I just point that out, that I think the threshold issue on this one is whether an adequate record was really made, I hate to say that, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the gentleman understands the expense he'd incur setting this up as a borrow pit.
I have similar concerns to be compliant with all the regulations that he's going to have to face.
Yeah, I think he just envisions that we say okay and he can keep it like a casual
farm
pond.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to need, a Del-Dot entrance approval,
right,
for that. I mean, before he can haul the first shovel load of dirt.
Soil conservation.
I should say soil conservation.
Right, and
then the state filing that you have to do for a borrow pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the slope regulations and the depth regulations and.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any experience operating this kind of thing. And he's kind of approaching it as if it's a part-time.
As if he
when
might.
I feel like it.
As he might do it.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of expense for him to have to go through to do it right, that I get the sense if we give him an approval, he may not realize all the things that he needs to do beyond that, and even if we put that in front of him, I'm concerned about our ability to, it'll be a complaint-driven enforcement, which is the only thing we have, and then I think it's going to be a problem.
I think it would be a lot of complaints, because if you don't know going into it what you're expected to do, then you're going to be playing cleanup, I feel like.
By the way, respect to him for, cleaning up the property after he acquired it and trying to be a good neighbor and engage his neighbors before he proceeds with this. And I suppose he's right. He could put chicken houses there. Right?
Yeah.
The one thing, as a reminder of the commission, we heard from the gentleman, and I have no reason to not believe what he's saying. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be real limited use. That's the intent. At the same time, the conditional use doesn't run with the person. It runs with the land, So it sounds like he wouldn't do this, but, there's also no guarantees that, wouldn't be sold. And if you were inclined, if kind of council ultimately was inclined to approve it, you'd have to make sure it was tightly conditioned so that, whomever may own it and operate it at some point was within those guardrails.
And to that point, then it's also the demand. And there's a great demand for fill dirt. So if people know that that is there, he may have more people coming to him than what he is even expecting at this point.
Yeah, and if you start putting limitations around, 10 loads of truck, 10
he's
truck loads
monitor
per day,
that.
What size truck?
Well, and who's going to monitor the number of loads?
Yeah, he's monitoring it.
That would be a nightmare for the enforcement. Okay. What's your pleasure?
I think that one is actually Bruce's, isn't it? Or no, it's mine,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
Sorry. Regarding, where is it? Sorry.
Conditional use number 2475.
Yep. Regarding conditional use 2475, SNJ Growers, a move that we defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2475, SNJ Growers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Okay, and let the record show Mr. Allen abstained. Excuse me. Next item is conditional use number 2476, Richard and Brandy Gentner, Jr.
Is this one me?
That's Mr. Collins.
It's mine. So I actually don't think I have a lot of concerns about this. It sounds like the plan is to clean up the property, put everything where it belongs out of sight. And
final site plan to show only two buildings instead of three. As they proffered.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good location for running that business.
It is. So I don't think I have any concerns.
I don't.
Okay.
No concerns.
All right, so regarding conditional use 2476, Richard and Brandy Gintner Jr., I move that we defer action.
Second the motion.
Okay.
Sorry, we're all a little rusty, apparently. It's like, oh yeah, I have to make a motion now.
Wait, you have to get a second in there.
You can jump in anytime you want to, Mr. Allen. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2476, Richard and Brandy Gintner Jr. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you. And that, just go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I do want to, just since you all are here, the deferral, that's not uncommon. That just gives the commission an opportunity to give it more consideration and draft an appropriate motion. So it'll probably be on the next meeting's agenda. So, we typically defer these just so we make sure that, you know, it's worded correctly and the right conditions are done it and on it. So,
and not speaking out of turn on this, but just because it's on our next agenda to address what we're going to do about it doesn't mean you have to necessarily be here for that.
That's true. Yeah. I mean,
you could always listen into it.
Yeah.
Or call the office.
Yeah, because we will not take any more testimony or anything like that about it. So if it's on the next agenda, it's just going to be for action, not to hear from you all or your attorney or anybody else. Yeah.
So. Okay. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2479, The Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC.
Mr. Collins raised a good point about this, about the condition of the mobile homes. We don't consider any of that, do we?
Not really, because, I mean...
Shouldn't we?
Well, yeah.
There's aging mobile homes throughout the county, and I don't think we can make a decision.
Rather than me make an answer, give you an answer right now, let me talk with staff about that.
Okay.
And I think it's not just the aging. It's they can age and be kept up, too. And
I think that was a legit thing for you to just point out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And he owns most of them, which is a different situation. You know, if they were owned by the individual lot renters.
So a couple of things on this is actually, I think, you know, you do have a little bit of latitude because it seeks to amend the original conditional use, which was whatever, from 1982, you know, 677. So since it relates back to that, you could probably impose conditions that apply not just to these two lots but to the whole place. That's the first consideration. But the second thing I would just, you know, caution you about is how that's done and how that's worded, because the last thing we also want to do is have the collateral damage being somebody that's put out who's in one of those homes. Mm. you know in terms of making sure folks have a place to live. So, but I'll talk to staff about that and
right.
see
what I concur. There's a balance to be struck. But technically, there was an amenity that was part of the conditional use that will no longer be there. Mm-hmm. Not that it's there now.
Yeah.
But, so there should probably be something extracted in exchange.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make Madam Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to defer conditional use 2479, The Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC. Will defer for further consideration.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2479, The Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And the last item is conditional use number 2527, LLH Housing.
Any other discussion on this one?
No, I thought that was an excellent presentation.
Yeah, and I really love the concept. I just wish there was a way that we could make sure that it would be like the 2000, you know, to stay in that and the age group.
I think we can do the age group. Like I said, I don't know that we can do the rent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing is you would have to build an escalators and all sorts of stuff with that. So it would be tough.
Okay, so regarding conditional use 2527 LIC Housing LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second. There we go.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2527 LIC Housing. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
Okay, there being none, in honor of our dear friend, peace and harmony prevail.